Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and the first question, do you approve or disapprove Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, disapprove. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Approve.
Approve, okay. All right, and would you say that things in the country are, you know, on the right track or in the wrong track? In general.
Generally, better than Trump, but not great. I don't know. Maybe.
So be right track or wrong track in the country?
Right track.
Okay.
Wrong track.
Okay, would you say that things in Virginia are in the right track or on the wrong track?
Right track, 100%.
Right. Okay. All right, now politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Pardon?
Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is a primarily a southern state or not?
No.
Not a southern state, okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or just poor?
Good.
Good? Okay. All right, ma'am. Thinking about, you know, your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. All right, and would you say things, you know, in local kindergarten through 12th education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
Locally or nationally?
No, just let me see, locally.
Locally, right track.
Right track, okay. Okay, and, you know, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate public school child, you know, for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not, you know, in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
Wait. So the bill means that you can send your kids to private school?
No, this
like
means it's going to have like an education success. It's called education success accounts, you know, giving to parents a portion of the state funding. You can do anything with that money, you know, that they give you. You can probably do that, you know, send them to
Private school is better than public school, 100%.
So would you, have you seen a great deal of that, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
I would take the money, yeah.
No, but have you seen that, you know, that bill? Have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
So nothing at all, right?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay. Supporters say, you know, it will give parents more choice, you know, when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take money away, you know, it should be spent on public schools. Would you say you support?
I love school choice. Yes.
So you support that?
100%. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Okay, now... Okay, given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote, you know, for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Yes, I would be likely, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, do you feel that you know, all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school, you know, they are not zoned with, for? Should or should not?
Wait, excuse me?
Do you feel that all Virginia, you know, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Oh, so they can go to a public school they're not zoned for.
Uh-huh.
I think
should they or should not?
They should.
They should, right? Right. Okay, even if they're not zoned for. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and do you feel that, you know, all Virginia students or, you know, should not have access to the best public school regardless of race, gender, or income?
Of course they should have access.
Okay, so they should. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should have access to everything, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption, you know, of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for sale, you know, of it. Since this time, Virginia has been a proliferation, you know, of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where, you know, all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support that or oppose that?
I think it should not have been legalized.
So would that be opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax, you know, the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority of other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I think it should not be legalized.
But if it did regulate, you know, and test and tax, do you think that preference should be given to the Virginia hemp farmers?
Preference for what? For
marijuana, you know, licensure priority.
So what does that mean? So it means they get to be the first ones to be allowed to do it if they already
yes.
do it?
Uh-huh. They should be having, you know, should be given to Virginia hemp farmers or, but it's your opinion, should or should not?
As opposed to which farmers?
It says hemp farmers.
But as opposed to which other kinds of farmers?
Okay, but that's all I have here. That's, you know, I don't.
All right, I just disagree because I don't understand.
Okay, so we should. Okay, all right, no problem. Okay, and do you support or oppose allowing, you know, biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No.
Opposed? Okay.
Opposed.
All right, ma'am, and do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her, you know, biological sex? Would you support that or oppose?
Support. I don't know.
Okay.
That's tricky because there could be some crazy parents. I'd say.
Okay, so.
If there was an age limit. You'd have to have an age limit on it.
Okay, but this is saying their child. So, you know, their child is
self-identifying.
Every child
is, I would say, 14 and younger, you should tell the parents. But 14,
so
15,
maybe
16, 17, 18.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's tricky.
Okay.
Because some crazy parents shouldn't know. So.
Okay. All right, no problem. All right, ma'am. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the, you know, fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children? Would you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Okay. All right, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Again, I think it would be the age limit.
Okay, so be the age limit. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, and now I'd like to ask you some questions about
a little more freedom. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like you to start by asking your opinion about availability of mental health care or, you know, substance abuse treatment services in the community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care is in my community is inadequate?
Inadequate.
Okay. All right, and right now, you know, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be, you know, high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority?
High priority.
High priority. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and one idea that has been offered, you know, is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, all right. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan, okay? The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide, you know, urgent help to help two people in need, you know. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I 100% support.
Okay, more likely to support it. Okay. All right, ma'am, and it includes a $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the boarding of police officers, you know, who often have to help transport patients in crisis.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. More 100%. All right. All right, and the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely?
100% support.
All right. All right. All right, ma'am, I really thank you for your time. We're almost done with this survey, okay? I really thank you for your time and your opinion, okay? It includes $58 million to increase the fund, the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
100% support.
100%, okay. All right, and the plan includes $15 million funding in combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely?
100% support.
100%, okay. All right, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
100% support.
All right. Thank you, Matt. All right, and, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million in new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would support it strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I would 100% support.
Okay. Okay, now Virginia public employees have, you know, the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I don't know. No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and do you feel that, you know, employers should or should not be required to give permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information? Would that be, you know, home, phone, address, and email to union organizers? Should or should not?
They need to ask permission, of course.
So they should, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Right now, unions, you know, have been able to negotiate contracts with public employees, with less than, you know, 1/5 of the workforce, you know, the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent, all public employees, do you think it should or should not have the gain, you know, to gain a minimum percentage of that support in an election? Should or should not?
I have no opinion. I don't really.
Okay, no opinion on that one. Okay. No problem. All right, man. Once, you know, once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right, you know, to have a periodic vote in, to keep the union at their workforce in, or remove it or select a new one?
I think they should have a vote. Yeah.
Oh, so it should, okay, should, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards, you know, to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I want to repeal it.
So, so you support about repealing, okay? Support,
yeah.
Right? Okay. All right, ma'am. Federal tax brackets, you know, and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Mm. No opinion.
No opinion? Okay.
I mean, I think that
Thank
sounds
you.
Like it makes sense, but I don't know why we wouldn't.
Okay. All right, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
What do you think?
Well, ma'am, we like, you know, either side, you know.
I'll let you guess.
We cannot do that, ma'am. We cannot guess
okay.
What
I'm
is
Republican.
Your...
I'm Republican.
Republican, okay. All right.
Did you guess
All right,
that?
The last questions are just for statistical purpose only. no, ma'am. We're not supposed to guess, okay? We're supposed to ask and get the right
All
answer.
All right.
Okay,
it.
Now,
okay.
What is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes your race ethnicity? Would you say white or Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private, you know, private kindergarten through 12th school? Would you say yes or no?
Yes. Three children.
Okay. Three children, okay. And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or other?
Female.
All right, thank you, ma'am. I was hoping you don't ask me to guess because I would have got it right. Right? All right, ma'am. That was the last question. Thank you for your time and your opinion.
Night.
Okay, you have a great evening.
Okay,
I appreciate your help.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.